Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sometimes you just need a little jam to wake you up. That is Creek Will Rise from Connor Smith on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's 6:35 and... Frank's first day of football was yesterday, and I've been waiting 5 years to hear all about this. He seems to be born to play football, so let's hear all about it.
Or born to sit his lazy butt on the couch and play on his tablet, which is no longer allowed after his reaction last night.
All right, let's hear it.
He's been pumped for football. Two months ago, Dale, I sat right here in front of you, called my father-in-law, and said, please, before I hit pay... Is Frank really wanting to play football? Yes. Okay, boom, paid. So we go to first practice yesterday, drive all the way out to Greensboro.
Oh, all the way to Greensboro. That's tough.
Over there off
right
of
now.
Van Store, Beasley, whatever it is. Anyways, he's pumped. He's excited. We went and got new cleats from Played Again Sports. We went and got, like, catcher's glove. Like, he's ready, you know?
Yes.
And we get out there, and he's starting to say, oh, wow, there's a lot of fields out here. A lot of people out here because we were at Smith High School's soccer complex or
so
like the fields.
So he's starting to get overwhelmed.
So you can see that he's, and we're like, hey, buddy, there's a lot of stuff going on. You're going to be on the field like with just the people that you're playing football with.
Just your team.
They're not bigger than you. There's nothing to be scared of. It's everybody's kind of first-ish time. We get closer and closer, and he's fine. He's getting his gloves on. He's ready to rock. The kids come in. They all kind of start to gather towards the coach and begin the game. And Frank and Dad walk over. And all I see is like a jump and a no! And he comes running towards me in tears. And immediately, Dale, I am shooketh. I am so angry.
Oh, no.
Because it's not that my kid is shy. It's not. It's the freaking out for no reason and making a scene. Because, of course, now everybody's staring at my child. And I'm not saying this dramatically. I'm saying this literally. So it was an ongoing hour-long experience of him freaking out on us, scolding him, trying to nurture him. Like, we're all over the board bribing him, just saying, look, the coaches, even coming over, one of them was like, hey, Frank, come on, let's go over here, man. Come play. And I was like, this is the nicest anybody is going to be to you here because they're not going to hold your hand. They're not going to babysit you.
This is your first step in becoming a man.
I said, this isn't preschool. This ain't Miss Carla. They ain't going to hold you. I'm going to need for you to go over there. But it was a whole bunch of nothing. I threatened everything under the sun. We were like, no TV, no tablet, no toys. We're taking it all away because I'm telling you, he was acting so bad out there.
It was an embarrassing situation.
Mortified, Dale. Mortified. I can laugh through a lot of things. That I'm still hot about. Anyways, he said, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. Like when we say we're going to take everything away. Well, then we realized these kids are pretty good for them to be 5 or 6, however old they are. And we're like, okay, we kind of feel for them now, but there was no reason for his reaction. And he says he's going to go back next week and try. But his punishment started last night. Tablet's gone. No TV before bed. He's in there kicking, screaming, crying. And he starts football drills with dad this afternoon.
Oh, my goodness. Be in the yard, working.
We think that if he gets more familiar with some of the things they were doing in practice yesterday, he'll maybe be a little more comfortable. But we told him if that happens again.
So yesterday was a complete football fail.
It's a complete S show. I said, did we fail as parents yesterday?
So he didn't participate in anything yesterday because he just couldn't do
it. No, his punishment was a stand and watch. And he did. Even the team at the end, the coach was like, that's Frank. That's our teammate. Like, let's go make him feel welcome. And they all ran over. He just stood there. He didn't say a word. He just stood. And I was like, the disrespect that you showed today, dog. Yeah, well, I'm not hard on my kid. I promise you. He's an only child, but I'm not hard on him. Yesterday, though, I'm throwing in the towel.
I feel your pain, girl. Oh.
I bet one of his friends let my name slip again. Fire. Oh. He set my world on fire.
The Thursday edition of today's Top 3 coming up.
Well, it's almost officially spring, and it smells funky outside.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
And you can do something about that. For free. I got more coming up on the Top 3.
You come over with
three, two, one.
Are you ready?
Three.
Today's
two,
Top
one,
three.
Go.
So Eric Church has a bar, of course, like everybody else in Nashville.
We're all in the bar business now.
His is just about to open. He's giving the members of his fan club, the church choir, basically a really cool thing. He announced his plans to open Chiefs on Broadway, which is a barbecue restaurant, live music venue, as you would have in Nashville's lower Broadway strip. And he announced this back in 2022, so we're just getting close to the opening now.
I saw the when he did the social media announcement about it.
Yeah, and he said, you know, he built this for his fan. It's not just another club downtown. This is our house, and it's from what I heard, he's going to be performing at the opening. And there's like tickets that start at $99 and go to $4.99. And there's like a pre-sale for his fan club, and then they open to the general public. But he's going to make a big, huge thing out of the opening. And the fact that he's going to be there is enough. I feel like it's going to shut it down. It's going to sell out for that.
Is there something? There's some other thing where he's given, you know, these church choir members a brick with their name on it or something that's part of that restaurant?
They're doing. He said, I've been involved in every step of restoring this historic building into a place we can call our own. And because you've been with me every step of my career, I'm proud to dedicate a physical brick of the Chiefs building to each and every one of you. So like 40,000 people, right? And members of the church choir received a note of the dedication along with a virtual version of the brick that grants them access to exclusive content and like digital collectibles, like unheard demos, stuff like that, and VIP entry. Two Chiefs. So very cool that he's taking care of his people who have been helping to take care of him since his career started.
Nice.
I love that for him. You know, we got to talk about new flavors of things, and Oreos had some new flavors drop.
Stop, Oreo.
I almost picked up one the other day, not even realizing it was like a brand new flavor. It just sounded interesting. It was a dirt cake, which is already out. Like I said, I just saw it in the store.
Is that those crunched up cookies in the cream inside?
Well, yeah. If you know what dirt cake is, basically that's layers of the pudding and the crushed Oreos and then gummy worms. Sam's Pizza in Walnut Cove makes a killer dirt cake. Shout out to them.
Shout out.
So, of course, they're limited time with those dirt cake Oreos. Also, they're adding, I don't know why dirt cake is limited time and this one's a permanent, but it's the new Thins Tiramisu Oreo cookies. And those, I'm not a coffee-flavored gal. Like, I love coffee. I'm not a coffee-flavored gal. So, I don't know. But if you like Oreos, they could be for you.
Yeah, maybe.
And then last, but certainly not least, this is very important and near and dear to my heart. If you know one thing, it's that come springtime, this place is funky.
Oh, those pear trees. The odor is awful. It smells like rotting rodents.
The It's fishy. I don't even know. It's nasty.
It smells like a rotting rat.
Yeah, they're awful. The Bradford pear trees, they're stinky. You see them in all the cookie cutter neighborhoods. And they look beautiful right now, but you step out of the car and you're like, huh? And also, if you've ever noticed in like those cookie cutter neighborhoods, my in-laws live in one. Anytime there's a major thunderstorm or anything,
they break.
Yeah. They're so just structurally weak. Anyways, they're an invasive species, and there is a bounty program that's incentivizing the removal of these trees and giving you free native trees in return. I'm pretty sure we do this every year, but I just like to let people know because y'all ain't listening. I'm still seeing these trees.
Get rid of them.
Anyways, you get proof of removal, and if you give them proof, you get up to 5 native trees. And they have these Bradford pear bounty events everywhere. There's a website. Just Google like the North Carolina forestry or North Carolina, you know, invasive species, Bradford pear. You'll find something because there's tons of these programs because we want them gone. I don't even know why the cookie cutter neighborhoods are planting them in the first place.
Well, they do it because they're beautiful in the springtime. And what makes it worse is my neighborhood's been doing mulching. So you've got the smell of the mulch and that mixed together.
Mm, fishy manure. Mm, yummy.
Lovely odoriferous stench you've got going here.
And then the 70 degrees to really get it all fermenting.
Yeah, just baking in the heat. Oh, yummy.
Last night we lit.
To wake up with the Wolf Show, 7:04. Good morning to you. We're glad you're listening. A traumatic experience was had by all yesterday on a nearby football practice field.
Oh, gosh. It was Frank's first day of flag football, and let me just go ahead and say...
You'll never forget this.
I'll never forget it, just like his T-ball experience. And if you remember anything about the T-ball experience we had, this was very similar... And basically, Frank is semi-grounded for his actions yesterday. Now, I know he's 5, and controlling his emotions are difficult. And I'm a gentle parent to a point. I understand to a point.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to remind y'all, I don't have a typical 5-year-old. He is very intelligent. He is very intuitive. And he knows... what is expected of him when we are out in public. And he ruined everything. It's like he forgot everything. He forgot who he was, where he was, what was going on, how he should act. And I don't know if I should tell him now or make him wait. But I will say, it was a total crap show. And I need some serious parenting advice.
Yeah, maybe there's a youth coach out there who's been doing it a long time. Might have some ideas of how he can better integrate into that group without having trauma about it.
Right. Before I break down this story for you in full detail, I am asking fellow citizens of Wolf Nation.
Good morning, citizens.
Please help a mom of a shy child with obvious, maybe a little touch of social anxiety. I'm going to put it lightly when I say he would not join in the reindeer games yesterday.
Yeah.
And made a show of it.
Made it known.
So if you could help a sister out, 799-WOLF, I would greatly appreciate it.
I've seen a dozen texts.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Did somebody draw on my face while I was asleep last night?
Why you look like Jelly Roll?
I can't hear him anymore without seeing that bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not coming off! Gotta be honest with you, it was pretty funny.
Dale?
Yep.
I failed as a parent.
Well, I don't know if you failed
or not. Oh, I failed!
Okay, you failed.
My kid had his first football practice yesterday evening.
He's 5, by the way, for those of you.
That might have been our first mistake. Yes, he's 5. He gets up at 4-something in the morning. Yeah, he does not go back to sleep.
Let's set that stage a little bit. You see, because she comes to work so early... She gets him up super early.
And my husband also goes to work early, an hour before me.
So he goes in super early. So life's got to start early. And so Frank goes over to his grandparents' house. And Annie drives him over there and drops him off on her way over here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a super early day for him.
It is. And he refuses to go back to sleep when he gets to my in-law's house. I don't know why, but he does. Anyways, that's to set the stage for the fact that we knew at 5:30 yesterday, or we'll say 4:50 on the way to practice.
Right.
We knew he was exhausted. And we know the time change has been messing with him. Who puts children into something new the same week of the time change? This you girl do. Right here.
Yeah, right there.
This parent girl. Of the year.
Well, so got two thumbs and does that.
Yeah,
this girl.
This dummy. So basically, he was exhausted. And we kind of knew that. But we rolled up to the football field. He was already getting kind of anxious. He'd been wanting to play, right? I said this earlier. I was with Dale in the room 2 months ago when I called my father-in-law and said, hey, before I pay for this, Frank is absolutely sure he wants to play football. Yes. Okay. Paid. Now comes the day. He's been stoked. We got new cleats. We got new catch glove things for football. I don't know. Anyways, he's been super excited. And we rolled up and he sees all the soccer fields of the high school. Like, it's a soccer field, football field, baseball field combo thing.
Yeah,
and then he's already like, oh, gosh, there's so many people out there. Oh, they look so big. Oh, I'm not. And we're like, no, everything's split up. There's a ton of people out here.
Now, is he saying these things or are you just imagining
that's
what he's thinking?
He is saying these things. So we already know he's getting a little anxious. And we're trying to say, you know, buddy, you'll have your own space. They're only people your age. Your size. I mean, honestly, you're probably the biggest one, but you know, your size, and there's nothing to be worried about. It's everybody's first time here. We get out there, and he's standing on the field. He gets his little gloves on. He's feeling amped. All the other kids kind of start showing up, and they all kind of group up when the coach says to, but Frank does not. He doesn't run. Like, the other kids just kind of jump into it. And Frank's like, oh, no. So Daddy, walk me over. Okay, walk you over. Danny walks him over. You see him meet the coach. You see Frank, like, hide behind Danny, trying to get away from the coach. And I'm already like, oh, it drives me nuts. It's so rude. It drives me nuts. And then I see Frank. And you know what? I'm just going to reenact this for the 725 crowd. Frank, I see him get out from behind Danny, and he starts running towards me. And immediately I'm upset because this is what it sounds like.
Oh, man.
All the way across the football field.
Man.
And I'm immediately slightly enraged, okay? Immediately enraged. So because he's causing a scene. Not that I don't think children should cause a scene. They have big emotions. It's the fact that it's like there's no reason for it in this moment. We've never met these people. It's the first day, and you already are making us look like we don't know what we're doing as parents. Like, why are we freaking out, dude? So I take the gentle parenting approach. I get down on one knee, and I'm like, Frank, you know, you're so brave and strong, and they want you here, and, you know, there's no reason to feel this way. And everybody's so inviting. Like, let's just jump in and go play. No one's going to remember you did that. Just jump in and go play. No. And it turns into this big thing. He's crying. He's kicking. He's stomping. He's screaming. Mm. Just so much emotion. And Danny and I are like, this is our last straw, okay? This is not the first time this has happened with our child. So this is where my anger comes in. We did this T-ball season, and we're the kind of parents, we pay for it, we stick to it. You say you're going to do it, you keep your promise. That's why we over-ask to make sure he's going to do it. And so T-ball, it was awful. We had to hold his hand. The coach had to, like, coddle him. Shout out to Coach Mike. I love him so much. But, like, he had to coddle Frank and kind of get him involved, and he never, the entire season, still never. He's out there kicking dirt, chasing after the cat on the field, like, just does not care. I don't know why he says he wants to do these things and then he doesn't. So it's the fact that this is, like, in our mind, this is trauma. Like, this is all over again. The embarrassing, traumatic, just emotional and physical turmoil he's putting us through with this, right? So 45 minutes go by. We finally get him to go stand on the field. Just stand out there 10 feet away from what's happening. And I said, you are going to stand here and you are going to watch because you're part of this team. And so he stood there, just didn't say anything. And one of the coaches came over and basically, you know, tried to kind of say, come on, buddy, come with me. And I looked at Frank. I said, this is as nice as anybody is going to be to you out here, dude. This is football. No one's going to hold your hand, love on you. This isn't preschool. This isn't your teacher. This is man stuff. And I'm not trying to take away the fact that I have a sweetheart child. But, yeah. Like, dude, it's man up a little bit and go with the coach who's trying to be really nice to you and take time out of his day to be here with you. Please go join. You're wasting my time. You're wasting our money. you are wasting, you know, the coach's time at this point. And it's like, it's on top of everything, it's just embarrassing.
But is, like, it your first reaction, though, to think that you're the issue, that you've done something wrong?
What my thought is, what can I do more to make this better for him besides amping him up? And then we try to threaten. Look, honestly, I'm not going to lie. Most parents threaten. We're going to take away things. Someone called and mentioned about the tablet. My kid does not live on his tablet. Right. I am anti-technology. So my kid does have his little sports where he might be on there an hour or two occasionally, but we don't play with the tablet.
Right.
We are very much on independent play. Do your thing. So please don't call and tell me that my kid's on the tablet and this is why he has anxiety. There were no tablets when my husband and I were children, and we were both the same way, which is also like double whammy for him. But like, we both kicked ourselves out of it. Danny got into sports. He just jumped right in. He did it. I was invited to stuff. Finally, I just kind of jumped right in and I did it. Where is the breaking point with my child, and how do we better ourselves as parents? Because I tried to be level-headed, y'all, but the constant screaming, it's not like he did it once. It was multiple times. They tried to go over there and he came back screaming Bloody Mary or stomping and screaming by all the parents on the sidelines or just making a big scene out of nothing. You couldn't talk to him without him going, and it's like, wow. They're going to have to call CPS on me out here on this football field because I'm going to lose. I'm going to shake. So I'm just asking for a little grace, but I'm asking for a little help. What? Does anybody have a super shy child? Can you help me? Can I just get some parental advice and not parent shaming?
Looking for some tools.
799-WOLF.
Hey, girl, I'm just a small town running around. I get my...
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, I have some suggestions for Annie.
You go.
One thing we do is take the kids to the field before the games and practices and let them play on the field by themselves. Or if they got some younger cousins their age, that always gets them pumped up to play with other kids.
That's good to know. We were there early yesterday, and I thought that would be the kicker, but we decided maybe next week we'll bring the ball with us and maybe get them out there throwing and feeling a little more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And dad's gonna pull them in the backyard as part of his punishment today to run some drills and maybe get a little more comfortable with it.
I agree. That sounds like a good plan.
Well, thank you so much.
Yep. Hello. I was calling about the temper tantrums on the field.
Okay, go ahead.
I think maybe not pay attention to the temper tantrums. I think you're worried about it more than you should be. I think let him do his thing and act like it doesn't matter, and maybe he'll stop doing it.
It's good piece of advice, except for he comes running after us. It's not that we want to chase him. I could just dump and run. Like, he could cry his whole life away. I don't care. I'll leave. But, like...
Maybe you should dump and run.
But he was going to follow us to the parking lot yesterday. That was the issue.
Well, thanks for calling.
Good luck. I don't think you're doing anything wrong, though.
Well, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Stop beating yourself up. Bye.
Problem with these practice fields is there's plenty of places to dump and nowhere to run. You know, you can drop them off, but it's yards and yards until you can even get out of sight.
That was our biggest issue. Like, literally, I will leave my kid. Like, I've done it in school. Like, I am totally fine. I'm saying, I love you. You're going to be fine. They're going to take care of you, and I'm going to leave. But there was no enclosure. Like, there was a gate, but it was open. It's like they're locking them in there. There's tons of people on this huge field. There was literally no way to get away. He would have run after us, and it would have been even worse, you know? So it was like, what do you do?
What's a parent to do?
Yeah, exactly. I've gotten some great advice, some great comments on social media. Thank you for having my back and making me feel a little less like I really failed yesterday as a parent.
This love.
First and foremost, I just want to say, if you've sent me any form of parenting advice or good vibes, thank you so much. If you were with us for the earlier part of the hour, it's been a traumatic day since yesterday. So I appreciate you. Now, happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. And welcome to the birthday party, the biggest one around. And if you're invited, which you all are, then you already know how cool this is. So happy birthday, number one on my list, Mr. Maddox Blake of Yakinville, 8 years old today. Connor Chapman of Whitsitt celebrating, along with Crystal Davis of Graham. Cole Bullens of Lawsonville. Our pal, Brett Summers of Greensboro, celebrating today. He's got a big birthday party this Saturday. Dale, to relate him back to you, he's the big, scary, but not actually scary looking guy out front of 113 Brew House.
Oh, hey, Brett, what's up? I'm glad you did that.
He's our pal, so I hope you have the best day. Joseph Redding of Lexington celebrating along with Kenny Williard of Burlington, Brooke Dennison of Winston-Salem, Sarah Booker of Greensboro, Dylan Gordon of Brown's Summit, Casey Holyfield of Greensboro, Devin Barber of Reedsville is 11 years old today. Miss Jana Oakley of Randleman celebrating. Courtney James of Winston-Salem. Morgan Gaines of Ashboro. Kayla Rummage of Lexington. And Dale, I know you're really going to like this name. Magnus Money is 6 years old today.
I do like that name.
And Magnus Money, that's an M&M right there.
You bet.
We'd love to have you on the list, and we want you to join the biggest birthday party around. So get in there right now by texting me, 336-799-WOLF, or DM on Facebook at 931TheWOLF. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Please don't look at me.
Wake up with a Wolf show, and she's done it again.
Oh, every time. I hate myself for this. Like Cody Johnson says, I'm only human, so I do apologize. But big happy birthday shout out to Logan Turbeville from Thomasville, celebrating today. Hope you have the best birthday ever. And just because I missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Well, it's Throwback Thursday. We haven't had a throwback
song
yet. How about this one, huh?
All right.
Yeah, here's one to turn up in the car. It's Martina McBride on the Wolf.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light.
Bury me in Georgia.
About 7 minutes away. Today's top three.
Well, it's springtime, and boy, does it stink outside. And that's not because people aren't wearing their deo. I'll tell you why, coming up.
Well, that may be part of it, but yeah, not
probably,
every day.
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Are you ready?
Three.
Today's
two,
top
one.
Three.
Go.
So we'll start out with the Chief here. And I'm not talking about any old football team. I'm talking about I'm talking about Eric Church, the Chief. And of course, like every other country artist, he has, you know, started creating a bar in Nashville. And he's doing something to highlight his fan club, the Church Choir. He says, this is our house, so 40,000 fans get a piece of his new Nashville bar, which means you get a brick with your name on it, dedicated to you. And you receive they received a note of the dedication, along with a virtual version of the brick that grants them access to exclusive stuff, like digital stuff and unheard demos, and then VIP entry to Chiefs. And that's the name of the bar. It's almost open, not quite yet. He announced this back in 2022. It's going to be on Nashville's Lower Broadway Strip. It's a barbecue restaurant and, of course, live music venue. And when opening day does come, Eric will be playing in-house as a special treat to the opening. Seeing pictures on Eric's Instagram, there's one shot of the interior, and it just looks really cool. It's like floor to ceiling. Looks like postcards or stamps. I can't explain it. It's just a really cool imagery of what the inside is already looking like. So if you want to be there when Eric performs, when it opens, I'm sure all that information's on his Instagram for you to go and check it out. But
that's what Lower Broadway needs, another tourist trip.
They were looking at March 11th. That's what like the countdown was pointing to, but I do believe that it's still unopened. This has not happened yet. Okay. If I'm wrong, somebody will let me know. Oreo has a couple of new flavors. Of course they do, because Oreo is always changing things up. There's a limited time flavor. It's dirt cake. Personally, if I'm going to get a dirt cake, it's going to be from Sam's Pizza in Walnut Cove. Free plug, shout out. That's the best dirt cake around. other than that, Oreo is coming out with their own. It kicked off earlier in March, and it's on the shelves. I did see it. Didn't realize it was a new one. If you don't know what dirt cake is, layers of pudding, crushed Oreos, gummy worms, boom, dirt cake. If you don't have a kid, now you know. And that already came out, so if you want to try it. Also, they have a permanent edition. I'm kind of mad this one's permanent and the dirt cake's limited edition, but here we are. It's Thins tiramisu cookies. And so...
Not interested.
They're the tiramisu flavored cream between the thin classic cookies.
No.
Yeah, I'm not ever going to try that one. But if you like it, it's for you.
Yeah.
And to round out today's top three with our third thing, it's stinky out. It's spring. And if you didn't know, those stinky, awful Bradford pear trees are an invasive species. Invasive species, which means they're here and we don't want them here.
Parks Department's trying to get rid of those.
They are. And so basically, I don't know why these cookie cutter neighborhoods buy these in the gazillions and then plant them all over the place. They're disgusting. But there is a thing in North Carolina where we're trying to get rid of them. And if you need to get rid of them and you take them out, they will send you like five trees in place of that one tree. All you got to do is show proof that, I don't know, I guess you out there with an axe cutting it down or something, or it was there, now it's not kind of photo.
The Forestry Service won't deny you any kind of trees. So.
No. They want to replace them because trees are great for the environment, but it's just get rid of these little nasty buggers. And on top of everything, besides the fact that they smell awful, like BO and trash, they also break very easily.
And usually grow so that they break right down the middle.
Every time. I can't tell you how many people in my in-law's cookie cutter neighborhood lose trees after a storm, and they're all those stinky little Bradford pears. Death to the Bradford pear trees!
All right.
Contact Google the Forestry Service and the Bradford pear tree thing if you want to get in on that. Please, please get in on that. Take them stinky dang trees out of here.
After you talked about Eric Church, I felt like we needed to play an Eric Church song.
Absolutely.
Yeah, drink in my hand. Jump in here and talk ACC basketball for a second.
Oh, absolutely.
Congratulations to Notre Dame, who won the ACC Women's Basketball Tournament. Congratulations. Record crowds this year, by the way. 1.5 million people watched the Women's ACC Basketball Tournament, and 67,000 of them watched them at the Greensboro Coliseum.
All right.
One of the biggest crowds that they've had through the Greensboro Coliseum in many years. I also want to say that I know that women's basketball, particularly ACC women's basketball, is very popular now. But before women's basketball, particularly college women's basketball, was as popular as it is now, Greensboro was in early. Greensboro supported and was behind women's college basketball before anybody else jumped on the bandwagon. Greensboro sort of created the bandwagon. And everybody else just decided to jump on, and the players got better and better, the games got better and better, and it was just huge. And now Greensboro certainly reaping the benefits. So record crowd, 67,000 people at the Greensboro Coliseum.
All right, way to show up and show out to see the girls.
Nice. Congratulations, everybody, down at the Greensboro Coliseum. That's a nice job. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Let's play a little Presto Requesto with the phone here. Got a little Thursday morning fun. Wake up with the Wolf Show.
Hey, is this the Wolf?
It is the Wolf.
What's up, man?
Oh, not much. What's up with you?
Not much. How you doing?
Fantastic. I hope you are.
Yes, sir.
Well, what can I do for you today? What's going on? You want to hear a song or something? A little Morgan Wallen, man?
I don't know. I just was riding down the road, seen a number. I decided to call.
Well, I got a little Morgan Wallen music. I'm gonna play that. Is that good for you? Would you enjoy that one? Check with your friends, see what they think. I know you got some people with you there.
Would y'all like a Morgan Wallen song? Oh yeah, play a Morgan Wallen song, brother.
You bet. I'll do it for you. No problem.
Yes, sir.
You take it easy now.
All right. No problem. I'll see you.
Hey, buddy. I'll see you later.
Y'all want to hear Morgan Wallen.
All right, so I got some Morgan Wallen for you guys. Just hang tight. We got a new game we're going to play, too.
Yeah. Dale came up with something wild and crazy.
It's fun. It's good. Name that baby. We'll do it next. We'll explain, and we'll do it next. Name that baby. Coming up. Here's your Morgan Wallen, pal. You guys turn it up in the car, wherever you are. Just rock out.
Don't know where you at. Don't know where you've been. Are you thinking about me?
There you go. Morgan Wallen music. Hope you enjoyed that. 8:56, it's the Wolf. Name that baby time. What? Say what? Name that baby what? Who had a baby? Nobody here had a baby.
a baby. Our babies, in a bar.
My babies are all grown. No, Andy's baby's already five.
So yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to play the word baby out of a song. And you have to decide the artist and title of the song. Having just heard the word baby in the song.
Okay. All right.
And Andy, if you know it, don't shout it out. You have a tendency to get excited when you know the answer.
Am I here to help? Or?
You can help. I don't know. In my mind, this is not super hard, this one, but it's not super easy.
Okay.
Name that baby. Going to play just the word baby. You give me the artist and the title of the song. See how good you do. Here is today's Name That Baby.
Baby.
I immediately know the artist.
I knew you would. Again, Name That Baby, artist and title.
Baby.
It's different when it's just isolated like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so short. That is not even 1 second.
Baby.
It is.
I know what it is.
See?
You know I know what it is.
Okay, write it down.
Okay.
Write down what you think that is. Do you know? 799-WOLF, Name That Baby. Artist and title, not one or the other. Artist and title. 799-WOLF, Name That Baby. While you do that, we'll do this.
Girl, when you call it quiz, you could. You set my world on fire.
Wake Up With The Wolf Show. Sheesh, Name That Baby. See, you think... This one's easy in a way that you get one of them right real quick. But I need artist and title, not one or the other.
Yeah.
Artist and title, not one or the other.
That's my issue with it. I think I know the song, but I don't.
Did you write your guess down?
I had to pull up Luke Bryan's songs just to see if I could remember the name of it. And now that I looked, I'm stuck on two, maybe three. Of his song. I think he uses that word in every song.
That's the thing. Baby is one of the most used words in music, period.
Yes.
When you're writing song lyrics. Here it is. Here it is again. See if you can get it.
Baby.
So Annie has already told you it's Luke Bryan.
I didn't mean to. I'm so sorry.
But we need artist and title.
Baby.
See?
I have it, but I can't. Put the words behind it. Oh, it's driving me nuts.
I need you to write your guess down.
Okay.
Write your guess down rather than blurting it out. I warned you before.
I warned you. Everybody knew who it was.
Wake Up With The Wolf Show. Good morning.
It's Toby Keith.
No, not Toby Keith. Sorry.
Bye.
Wake Up With The Wolf Show. Name That Baby.
Is it? Luke Bryan, someone else
calling you,
baby.
It got one of them right. Sorry, need artist and title. Thanks. Wake Up With The Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, I was calling about the Name That Baby.
Name That Baby. Who is it?
Is it Luke Bryan, Shake It For Me?
What'd you say the name of the song was?
Shake It For Me, I think it's the name.
Nope, you got one of them right. Got one of them right. Sorry. All right. Need artist and title. Thanks. Bye. Wake Up With The Wolf Show. Name That Baby.
Is it Luke Bryan, Country Girl, Shake It For Me?
You got one of them.
Okay.
I need artist and title of that song. Name That Baby. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Did you write your answer down?
I did. You
want to
see?
I want you in just a second. I want you to hold the card up.
Okay. All right.
Let me know. Do you think you got it? You think you have it now?
I think 100% I figured out what it is now. I think I did, actually. And it's none of the songs that I thought it was until I reheard
Baby.
It. Yeah. I've reheard it, and I know 100% I've got it, 100%.
Baby.
Hold your card up. See your card. Yes. Yes.
I knew it took me a second, but I got it.
Yes, again.
Baby.
Name That Baby. Do you know?
Baby.
So abrupt.
It is, isn't it?
I mean.
799 Wolf. Nobody's got artist and title right yet, except for Annie.
The radio in a sundress.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. We're naming babies today. Not ours, just a song that has the word baby in it.
And I'd like to brag again that I definitely got it right on my guess here on my paper. I hold strong to that. And I love that everybody started guessing the same name that I thought, except for the first caller who said Toby Keith. That was out of left field. I think they just wanted it to be Toby Keith. You know what I think, Dale? I think after that we should probably play a Toby Keith song just for that person. And who doesn't like Toby Keith? It's Starbucks
Thursday.
All
right, twist my arm, twist my arm.
No, right,
arm. All right, let's see what happens. Here it is again. Name that baby.
Baby.
Oh.
You see, the artist is really a dead giveaway on this, okay? But the song title is the issue here.
Mm, definitely.
And one more time.
Baby.
Yeah, every time I heard it, more and more, I started to catch what I knew would be the song behind it. And I started like halfway singing it to myself until I finally was like, oh yeah, that's what it is. I made it to the chorus and I was like, okay, baby, baby, baby.
All right. Name that baby. Go.
Luke Bryan, do I?
No, you got one of them. Nope. Sorry. Bye. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Name that baby.
Have you got a winner yet?
Not yet.
Luke Bryan, do I?
Nope. Sorry. You got one of them. Thanks. Bye. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Name that baby.
Luke Bryan, Strip It Down.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you have it right away, or did you listen to a couple of guesses? Did you know right up front what it was?
I heard it and started singing it in my head.
Okay, took me like three times, and I'm like, I know the back end of that.
Yeah. All right. Well, good for you. You're very, very smart. What you doing today? You going to work?
Yep. Dropping off kids and going to work.
Where do you work?
Mosquito Joe.
All right, we have a great day at Mosquito Joe's, okay?
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
If your boss won't let you listen to the Wake Up with the Wolf Show, quit. 93.1
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. I want to tell you about something I found out. I didn't know this till yesterday. Greensboro Police Department, normally like two police departments in the country who are currently doing this. Everybody should be doing it. There's been a rash of stolen firearms. I mean, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a gun owner, and I know many of you are, there is a program that they have called Save a Casing. And what you do is you, next time you're at the range or whatever with your handgun or whatever, save a couple of the casings. Save your brass, as it were, and drop them in an envelope that the police department provides. You can stop at any, you can just go to the main police department or any substation and pick up some of these envelopes. And you just save those at home. And then if your gun is stolen, you can take those to the police department and ballistics can match that gun.
Ooh.
To a crime.
I thought you were going to go ahead and just like submit your casings into the police department. I'm like, where do I store all this stuff?
No, you just hang on to them. It's just a little bitty, little envelope. You know, casings are small.
That's so smart though, Dale. It's just like writing down the serial number.
I know.
You know, like just those little things. Heck, put the serial number on the outside of the envelope. Boom, you got them both.
Yeah. What if you don't have your serial number is recorded and put in a safe somewhere, make sure you got that.
And take pictures of it.
Yeah, I have pictures and serial numbers of all
Dale's
my guns.
Speaking from experience, because just a couple months ago, his car was broken into and his handgun was stolen.
Yeah, one of them.
Big point there, one of them.
So, you know, and people are going to say, why was your handgun in your car? Yeah, it's a good question. I mean,
the same reason his wallet was. He forgot about it.
I was sick that day, and I drove home, and I couldn't wait to go in and get the bed. And it was in my center console. And boom, they busted a window out, mine and about 20 other cars in the neighborhood.
It's always like the one time, though. You would have never had anything else in there except for that one time. But you were prepared with your gun and the information you had. And then, you know, this would have been even more helpful to have had a casing.
Yeah. So if you are a gun owner, I highly recommend doing it. You just go by any police department, substation, or the main police department, pick up as many envelopes as you need. Next time you hit the range, save a couple of casings, save your brass, put them in there. And then if something happens to your gun, ballistics can match that up. If there's a crime and their gun is used, boom, they know that. I think it's a great idea, and I can't believe that all departments have a ballistic department, any department of any size. Please, everybody should be doing this.
This is the pro tip, the facts of life right here.
Yeah, it is. Pro tip. So drop by and pick up those things. Hey, it's new music time on the Wake Up with the Wolf show. It's Dylan and Dylan. I know that's confusing. It's Dylan Marlowe and Dylan Scott together with Boys Back Home.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt roping.
Just saw something come across where Disney has parted ways with Will Smith. Aladdin did like a billion plus around the world.
It was so good, and it's 2 years too late, Disney. Get over it.
So Aladdin 2 will not be happening, and Will Smith will not be starring in the new Disney movie. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. We are on the way out. Katie's coming back in. Now, tomorrow, I know something that's going on at the North Pole, and I know a fact that I'll bet no one around here but me knows.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell you about it tomorrow, right here on this fine program.
We're also going to talk TikTok and St. Patty's Day and something cool Dale and I are doing this weekend.
All that tomorrow. Plus, remember, those Ranch Roundup nominations need to be in by midnight on Sunday because Monday is Make the Cut Monday.
Woo.
And we'll be down to our first round of voting for the final 16 for that group.
My hand already hurts from all the paper I'm going to have to write and rip up to draw these out of the hats.
So true. Did you say earlier that we needed to play a Toby song?
100% I did, Dale.
This is probably one of the best of the sing-along songs for Toby Keith. Say goodbye, Annie.
Goodbye, Annie.
Have a great sunny Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
We got winners. We got to lose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.